Crypto.com.
Welcome to the Alti Crypto Talk. Today we are talking about the institutional evolution of digital assets from crypto to tokenization and why Luxembourg is positioning itself as one of the most advanced jurisdictions in this field. Our guest today is Chris Holyfield. Chris is head of business development at Luxembourg for Finance. Hello, Chris, and thanks for having me here in your beautiful and wonderful office in Luxembourg.
Thanks. It's a great pleasure.
Chris, something that has caught international attention, the Luxembourg Bitcoin reserves. What motivated Luxembourg to hold part of its national reserve in crypto assets? And could you explain how these holdings are structured?
Okay, so it's been in the news recently that the Intergenerational Sovereign Wealth Fund in Luxembourg has allocated 1% of its holdings to crypto as part of a wider 15% allocation to alternative investments generally. My understanding at the moment is that that's going to be structured through investments via ETFs. It's a great sign that the maturity of the asset class, and then B, also as a kind of lighthouse investment, also from a player like Luxembourg, a first mover like Luxembourg in this asset class, is a sign to the industry as well. And it follows on from other things that the Luxembourg government has done. So in June, for instance, they already used DLT as a technology to issue digital treasury certificates as part of, again, their funding processes.
Okay, we're coming to the DLT part later again. But now turning to Luxembourg for Finance, could you briefly introduce the company Luxembourg for Finance and the role it plays promoting Luxembourg as a financial center?
Yep. So Luxembourg for Finance is a development agency for the financial center of Luxembourg. So what that means in practice is that we act as a kind of an overall spokesperson for the financial center of Luxembourg, both publicly and then privately in conversations that we have with institutions around the world. We're a public-private partnership, so the Minister of Finance is the chair of our board, but then we also have a selection of financial services associations which form the kind of wider membership of our board. Yeah.
Excellent. And this is also valid for crypto and tokenization?
Certainly I think crypto and tokenization as a topic is something that we are very keen to talk about and to explain what's happening here in Luxembourg in a public sense. And then also it's a strategic development sector for the financial center here in Luxembourg.
Yes, and you're building up an entire institutional crypto ecosystem. Can you explain a little bit on that?
Yeah, so I think that's a very good way of phrasing it, is that the Luxembourg has a very specific focus on institutions. Type crypto firms and services, which shall we say ties in with the broader focus of the financial ecosystem here, which again is to do with primarily the management of institutional wealth and assets. So the sort of firms that we are seeing sort of have some connection already or have some interest in terms of, as a target market, the kind of established financial ecosystem here, and certainly want to have that deliver that kind of institutional grade B2B type service level.
And you do have an entire domestic framework for tokenization set up in the, in the country.
Yeah, so I mean, in both cases, on the crypto side and on the securities tokenization side, Luxembourg has been very keen to try and make sure that there is a way of bringing these kind of assets inside a regulated perimeter. So on the crypto side, we were very early in terms of licensing crypto institutions. I think back in 2016, Bitstamp actually got a PI in Luxembourg for a payments institution license to license its the fiat side of its operations back before MiCA was a thing. And then similarly on the security tokenization side, we started way back in 2018, 2019 to kind of modernize our legal framework to essentially allow for securities to be issued, transferred, used as collateral on DLT rails, essentially.
Which probably helps a lot in the institutional sector to have that basic framework.
Having that sort of comfort is certainly a necessary requirement for them to really make moves in that space, yeah.
As promised, we mentioned the DLT. We're having seen big names like HSBC using DLT for bond issuance and also Franklin Templeton for tokenized funds. Yeah. Is readiness for the support a large-scale institutional adoption on your side here?
So, as I say, I think that those two cases that you highlight really show the kind of, readiness in terms of the legal framework and also the ecosystem here in Luxembourg for that technology. So HSBC Orion's, their Orion tokenization platform, essential digital asset issuance platform, was set up. The first issue of that came out of Luxembourg. And then similarly, Franklin Templeton, their Benji fund, a money market fund, tokenized money, it's digitally native money market fund, is again issued out of Luxembourg, domiciled in Luxembourg here. But it's also, I mean, those are just two examples. I mean, Goldman Sachs, for instance, also way back in the day, also was using Luxembourg law for the issue of its platform, its bonds on its GSDAP platform as well. So I think from a legal perspective, yes, the framework is totally in place and is already being used, and not in POCs, but in actual live projects by financial institutions, and we're seeing more and more institutional take up now as well.
And you don't mind if other names are coming into the market too?
Of course not.
I think it's a general trend that we're seeing across the industry, particularly, as I say, with the with wider developments in crypto, and then also with the take up of DLT solutions on the cash leg. I think all three of these elements kind of mutually reinforce each other and drive momentum in the sector. So I think at the moment it's definitely, we're seeing lots of interesting projects come through in all three of those. Three of those dimensions. Yep.
Another exciting development is, and now I have to read my notes, the ERC 3643 standard. Can you explain a little bit what that is and why it's so important to have it?
So, I mean, that's what used to be called Tokenese T-Rex protocol, which was a tokenization standard for the Ethereum network for the tokenization of real-world assets. The ERC 3643 association was then founded to essentially open source that framework. And provide it for wider use, essentially by institutions looking to provide RWA tokenization. And I think that's the main point that I would make about it is it's the open source nature of that protocol is important for really setting standards essentially in that field.
Mm-hmm. Well, standards are actually the basics to also attract the institutional ecosystem. Yeah.
Exactly, knowing exactly the clarity of the framework and making sure that everybody's on the same page, I think is again a key for unlocking that kind of institutional take up.
Mm-hmm. And now the key question from your perspective, what makes Luxembourg the place to be for institutional players?
Well, so as I say, I think it comes from a combination of things. The first is the sort of, shall we say, supervisory, regulatory and legal elements. So we have an extremely competent regulator who's used to dealing with cross-border activities, very high levels of expertise when it comes to innovation and also very technical topics like DLT. And then similarly, from a legislative perspective, the blockchain laws really provide a very clean foundation for securities tokenization, which is obviously now complemented on EU level by MiCA. But aside from that kind of supervisory and regulatory strength, I mean, it's the ecosystem. I mean, the players here, both in the TradFi field, but also with new players arriving in the Web3 space, they know their stuff. I mean, and they're supported by very, very good consultants who also know their stuff. And all of these together is really what's driving the innovation.
Mm. Imagine you would have a glass bowl. Can you give us a view for the future? What do you think will happen in the next 3 to 5 years in the tokenization market?
I mean, it's such a hard question to answer in this space because progress is so fast. Yes. But I think that it's very clear that there is a widespread understanding that firstly, crypto will move within a regulated perimeter. The Genius Act, I think, also in the States is a big catalyst for further developments internationally. And as it does so, it needs to have more and more interactions with TradFi. And I think TradFi is also looking at crypto from a user experience perspective to say this is how financial services should be delivered. So I think we'll see more of a convergence, to be honest with you, on the securities rails and the crypto rails, more of a convergence towards a singular way of doing things. Mm-hmm. That would be my, now whether it happens in 3 to 5 years is a difficult question to answer.
So, but actually, that would mean that the real world assets and the tokenized and digital assets are actually growing a little bit together.
Right? I think that you will see movement from both sides closer together. So I think that, yeah, there are things certainly that the crypto world can learn from TradFi and traditional securities. Yeah. And I think there are certainly things that TradFi and traditional security services can learn from the crypto industry as well.
Excellent. Anything you'd like to add, Chris?
Just that I think it's a really interesting space to watch, and there's a pipeline of interesting things coming out in the future. So you know, if you're interested in a project in this nature, and please consider Luxembourg and come talk to me.
Excellent. We will do that. Thank you, Chris, for sharing your insights on Luxembourg's crypto ambitions and in financial innovation. That was the Alti Crypto Talk series. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next conversation. Thank you.
Alti.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Alti.com.